And the puck is at neutral, but now Stevens Point will take it back and then pick back from Schrader by Cooper DePoint. DePoint and Schrader fight in front of the penalty box area, and there's going to be a penalty coming up, and I think that the Warriors will be heading to the power play. Yes, they will, as Carson Summers going into the box for Stevens Point. So now the Warriors will get an opportunity with the player advantage and a chance to get back to even in this game. Big opportunity here for Wausau West. But Stevens Point will win the draw. Draw back into the Warriors' zone. Back to play is Joel Gravine. Puck is now played by the Warriors on the near side. Now back to the blue line. Boy, the Warrior power play has not been pretty so far. They had 91 seconds of 5-on-3 power play time back in period number one. Could not take advantage. Now into the zone, Gravine. Gravine, a shot blocker, saved by Eric Krzyzewski. Puck in the near side corner. Kay Damrell. Damrell now behind the cage. Damrell still fighting for it. Has it knocked away, but kept in at the point by Gravine. Moves it near side, Ethan Rohde. Rohde, stick handles, moves it down low. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell fighting for the puck. Now bounces around below the goal line. Left wing side, grabbed by Stevens Point and cleared all the way down ice. Julian Scalcucci behind the cage, long pass ahead. Warriors trying to beat Stevens Point on a line change. Up ice. Oh, it could have been almost break in. The puck just out of the reach of Kay Damrell. But now long pass attempt by Stevens Point does not connect. Puck in behind the Warrior cage. Puck is still battle for it. Losing a stick is Owen Pergalski. Still fighting for that puck. Puck along the near side boards, picked up by Joel Gravine. 43 seconds to go on the power play. Still without a stick, and now finally picking up a new one in front of the Warrior bench is Owen Pergalski. And now the puck is knocked over the boards into the Wausau West bench and out of play. We've seen it a couple of times where the Warriors try to beat their opponent on a line change with a long pass from Julian Scalcucci and almost led to a break-in for Kate Damrell, but the pass was inches off the edge of his blade. Face off in the near side circle. Puck is battle for it. Warriors will keep it in. Now grabbed by Spash and cleared all the way down ice again. Warriors have not had many good opportunities, if any, on the power play so far tonight. Now Cooper DePoint into the offensive zone. Poked away, picked up by Crass. Crass trying to work his way in, deflects to the right corner. Chase will now move it to the near side boards. Puck is kept in by Cooper DePoint. And now grabbed by Spash and again cleared all the way down ice. And that is going to do it for the Wausau West power play. 14-14 to go in the second period. Still 2-1 Stevens Point. Special teams have been a major factor in this game. Stevens Point taking advantage. The Warriors have not. Puck is now covered and frozen, I should say, by Julian Scalcucci. 13:59 to go in the second period. 2-1 Stevens Point. Thanks again to our sponsors, including Sun Printing. Sun Printing on Grand Avenue in Wausau. Longtime supporter of our high school sports coverage. If it matters to you, please go to Sun Printing and say thank you for their support of high school athletics here on 98.9 WXCO. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Face off won by Stevens Point, but they pass it right back to center ice. Puck is moved off the far side boards and dumped in deep by the Panthers. Whipped behind the cage and around the boards to the right-hand side and not able to control it again as Stevens Point rolls all the way back into the smash zone. Chase Crass fighting for the puck against Jackson Fleece. Still a fight for the puck along the far side boards in the Stevens Point zone. Puck is now picked up by the Warriors. DePoint trying to work his way in, had it knocked away and stolen. Back up ice, Grady Miller. Miller, left wing side, into the zone. Miller turns the corner. Miller feeds it in front. Deflects back to the point, kept in by Spash. Now move to the right-hand side, Fleece. Fleece will move it to the right corner. Puck rolls in behind the cage. Schrader trying to throw it in front. Puck is grabbed. Now a shot. Oh, and it hit the pipe. Hit the pipe by Stevens Point as it was screened away from Scalcucci. There's Fleece on fire and a goal. Getting a piece of it was Scalcucci. But it scoots to the back of the net, and Stevens Point takes a 3-1 lead with 13:03 to go in the second period. 3 minutes and 57 seconds, the time of that goal for Jackson Fleas. Well, you knew that next goal was going to be big, and now the hill gets a little steeper for the Warriors. You'd rather be 2-2 than 3-1, but still early on, second period. Puck is now played by the Warriors. Into the zone, Tyler Wendell trying to grab it, but could not get a shot off. Puck into the left corner. Now Xander DeBio. DeBio has it knocked away and stolen. Back up ice comes Stevens Point. Into the zone, left faceoff circle, centered in front, deflected and covered up by Scalcucci.
And number 17, Jackson Schrader.
That's Fleece from Bylas. Tyler Bylas and Jackson Schrader, the assists on the Jackson Fleece goal to make it 3-1 Stevens Point. 12:43 to go in period number two. Face off to the right of goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Puck in behind the Wausau West cage. Picked up by the Panthers. Fed to the upper slot. Kept in at the blue line by Stevens Point, then knocked away. Here comes the puck, will break it. Kate Damrell, oh, but, oh, whiffing on the clear attempt is the goaltender. Oh, then slipping down as he grabbed in front. Centered in front, Hendricks Damrell's shot is stopped. Oh, boy, what a number one. The long pass coming out was the goaltender, Eric Krzyzewski, to try and get to the puck, but he whiffed on it. Chasing it down behind the cage was Kay Damrell. Then he slipped down, but the puck was picked up by the Warriors, thrown in front to Hendricks Damrell. By that point, back to his skates was Krzyzewski, who made the stop. Right off the draw, shot, save made. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell thrown in front, whiffing on the shot was Boleyn for the Warriors. Puck is still in deep. Deflected behind the cage. Moved to the left-hand corner. Warriors trying to get one back. And now the puck is flipped over the glass and into the crowd. Well, the Warriors have not lost any energy after that last goal. They're actually putting on more pressure here the last couple of moments. Face off taken by the Warriors. With it is Hendricks Damrell. Damrell behind the cage. Comes in front. And the puck is loose and it goes wide of the cage. Picked up, right-hand side, fed in front, Hendricks Damrell turns, fires over the crossbar. Rebound to the right point, Warriors putting some heat on. Puck in behind the cage, picked up, now centering pass, knocked away by Stevens Point and Grant Molsky. Puck back to the right point, captained again by Shea Jones. Right-hand side, Kate Damrell. Damrell had it knocked away. Picked up by Stevens Point. Panthers had the other way. Outlet pass. Sticked aside as it got away from Spash, came in on net. Sticked out of trouble by Julian Scalcucci. Puck is now back to the Stevens Point blue line. Puck will be dumped into the zone by the Warriors. Warriors will make a line change on the fly. Stevens Point trying to head the other way. Into the zone, left-hand side. Feathered in front, but not able to get a stick on it was the Panthers. Warriors will clear it back to center ice. Now Stevens Point trying to work their way through center, dumped in deep. Trying to slow it down behind the cage was Scalcucci, could not do so. Puck along the near side boards, not out. Warriors' second chance will be cleared all the way down ice, but that will be icing on Wausau West. 10:49 to go, second period. 3-1, Stevens Point with the lead. Based off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Back to the point, shot goes over the crossbar and off the glass. Left-hand side, Fleece will dump it in deep. Jackson Schrader, now in the right-hand corner. Pass attempt by Miller, taken away by the Warriors. Here comes West, 2-on-2, through center, into the zone. Chase Crass. Crass gets doubled, gets taken down, and no penalty. Oh, boy, the Warriors wanted one. Puck into the right corner. Fighting for it is Cooper DePoit. He's getting double-teamed, and then coming in is Pergalski. Puck is now played by Stevens Point. Schrader through center ice. Schrader into the zone. Schrader, a shot and a save, and covered up by Julian Scalcucci, and then a late hit, and now some pushing and shoving and fighting is actually going on. Not fighting, lots of pushing and shoving, but I do think Wausau West will be called for a penalty after the whistle. We'll see whether Stevens Point gets a penalty now in that further scrum. See what happens here as penalty box is open. Officials coming over, having a conversation in front of the penalty box area. 10-11 on the clock, second period. 3-1, Stevens Point. I don't see anybody in the box for West yet. I do think there's nobody in the box for Stevens Point yet either. Officials still having their conversation. And now the officials are still trying to figure this out. There is now a Warrior in the penalty box. And I do not see anybody in the box for Stevens Point. No, nothing is on the board yet, however. We're not even to the halfway point of this game yet. About a minute and 41 from that point. 32 shots on net for Stevens Point. 13 shots on net for Wausau West. And it looks like it's going to be coincidentals here. If anything, it looks like in the end, no harm, no foul, because it's still 5-on-5. So Warriors win the draw. They'll roll it into the offensive zone. Puck in behind the cage. Fighting for it is Kate Damrell. Now picked up by Stevens Point. Owen Pergalski called for a penalty. Cross-checking. The puck gets back up to center ice. Puck is rolled back into the offensive zone for Stevens Point. Jackson Schrader, 2 minutes for roughing for Stevens Point. Warriors trying to get it out of their own zone. Cannot do so. Turnover, shot and a goal. Turnover, thrown to the upper slot, and firing it home was Easton Katowski. And it's now 4-1. Warriors, you cannot do that. And that's the, you cannot have a turnover in that situation. And that was coughed up right onto the stick of Katowski, right between the circles, upper slot. Fires it home, 7 minutes and 27 seconds. The time of that goal to make it 4-1. So a tough start here in the second period for Wausau West. Puck is dumped in deep by Stevens Point. Here comes Stevens Point back up ice. Shot from the left-hand faceoff circle. Stop made by Skalkuchin. Again, pushing and shoving in front of the net after the whistle. Skalkuchin did not like the fact that a Panther came into the crease area, and that led to, again, a few blue jerseys, a few pink jerseys coming together. See if somebody's coming off here. I think a penalty's being called on Stevens Point. Looks like maybe Maxime Salienko going into the box. If it is, it would be a much-needed power play for the Warriors, and there it is. Goes on the board, 2 minutes for Salienko. But this now becomes a very important power play for Wausau West. Warriors have done very little with their power plays up to this point. They need change the momentum right now. Chase Crass is tossed from the circle. Tyler Wendell will step in and win the draw. At the right point, DePoit. DePoit gets knocked down, lost the puck, but kept in by the Warriors. With it is Rasmus. Moved near side. Joe Gravine back over to DePoit. Unsportsmanlike on Salienko. DePoit, left faceoff circle. DePoit a shot. Save is made. Rebound is grabbed by Spash and cleared all the way down ice. Warriors have to again go all the way down ice. Here comes Wausau West through center ice. With it is Chase Crass. Crass into the zone. Crass, right-hand side. Thrown in front. Stick to side by Krzyzewski. Puck is still loose in front. And then a penalty is knocked down hard. Is Tyler Wendell. He got his helmet knocked off. And slow to get to his feet is Tyler Wendell. And I think Stevens points. He's going to be called for another penalty. Going into the box is Mason Dillingham. And for the second time tonight, the Warriors will have a 5-on-3 power play. Warriors did not do much on that first 5-on-3, but they need to take advantage. And if, you know, in a perfect world, you get two power play goals in this situation. Warriors coming over quickly, getting a few words from B.J. Brandt before the faceoff. Haven't seen the second penalty put up on the board yet. We are 2 seconds past the midway point of this game. 8:28 to go in the second period. 4-1 lead for the Stevens Point Panthers. Warriors scored first. A pair of power play goals late in the first period for Stevens Point. And two goals. Oh, and looks like Dillingham has been sent off. He is heading straight to the locker room. He is whatever. Oh, 5-minute major. So now we saw Stevens Point take advantage of a 5-minute major earlier. And now the Warriors will get a 5-minute major with the first minute 19 being a 5-on-3. Could be a turning point right now. And I think maybe the Warriors are using their timeout. Is there a timeout on the ice? Both teams heading over. Yep. Timeout on the ice with 8:28 to go. Second period. We'll take a 30 and be right back. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include iClinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Bridge, Merrill, and Rim Mountain Stores, and Bartelt Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Five-on-three power play right now for the Warriors. There's the faceoff. Drawn into the corner. Now chipped behind the cage. Picked up by Spash. Could not get it out. Kept in by Shea Jones. Moves it back to the point. Cooper to point. The point right faceoff circle. Crass. Crass a shot and a save. And held on to by Krzyzewski. Well, the Warriors able to set up on the five-on-three that time, but need to do a little better. Not a hard save that time for Krzyzewski. Face off, won by the Warriors. Back to the point. Cooper to point. Right face off, circle Crass. Crass a shot, knocked away. Puck along the far side boards, Crass. Crass back down low. Now played by Jones. Jones a shot, save is made. Puck in behind the cage. Puck is still battled for behind the net. And the puck gets caught up in the netting, so that means a face off coming up.
Yeah.
Face off again to the left of the goaltender, Eric Krzyzewski for Stevens Point. Warriors win the draw. Hooper to point, near side, Shea Jones. Left face off circle, hit the pipe, it hit the pipe. Another shot, blocked, shot, hit the side of the net. And the puck caught up in the netting again. I was ready to say, from his spot, the left face off circle, Shea Jones, who has scored three power play goals from there, almost inches away, that time hit the pipe. Warriors win the draw. Cooper to point. Shot deflected. Jones thrown in front. Deflects. Now Pergalski back to the point. To point. One-timer. Blocked. Pergalski gets it back. Pergalski to the right point. Pergalski right face-off circle. Crash. Crash the shot. Misses the net. Near side. Jones. 15 seconds on the 5-on-3. Puck taken away by Spash and cleared all the way down ice by Beckett Carroll. And now Stevens Point into the offensive zone. First penalty is over. 3:38 to go on the 5-minute major. Into the zone. Cooper to point. To point trying to get around the defender. Could not do so. To point. Left-hand side. To point along the boards. To point. Trying to give it over to Jones. Jones keeps it in. Puck is still fought for. Back to the point. Capped in by Cooper to point. To point still has it. To point makes a nice little move. To point going in front. Crash a shot, did not get much of it, fought off by Krzyzewski, and then cleared all the way down ice by Stevens Point. Puck played now by the Warrior goaltender, Julian Scalcucci. Back to center ice. 3 minutes to go on the 5-minute major. Puck given away by the Warriors and cleared by Jackson Schrader all the way down ice. Warriors will break it back up ice through center. Right-hand side to point. To point. Now with it is Hendrix Damrell. Throwing that. Cade Damrell. Shot and a save made. And puck cleared again by Stevens Point. 2.5 minutes to go on the power play for the Warriors. 5:57 to go in the second period. 4-1 Stevens Point. Through center ice, Hendrix Damrell. Gives it over to Joel Gravine. Back to Damrell. Damrell trying to throw it in front. Decay Damrell deflected. Puck along the near side boards. Big collision. Rohde goes down. No penalty. Puck is cleared back to center by Stevens Point. Ethan Rohde will move it ahead to center ice. Hendrix Damrell gets checked right in front of the Warrior bench. And the puck is cleared again by Stevens Point. 1:55 to go on the 5-minute major. Back up ice come the Warriors. Joe Gravine through center. Gravine moves it left-hand side. Kate Damrell. Damrell. Played along the near side boards now by Joe Gravine. Right-hand side, Hendrix Damrell. A shot goes wide of the cage. Cooper to point, near side. Left face-off circle, Hendrix Damrell. Damrell back to the point. Fires it. Oh, it hit the stick. I don't know if it hit the knob of the stick or what of Krzyzewski, but he makes the stop, and the puck is cleared. 1:20 to go on the power play. Back up ice comes West. Cooper to point, trying to get it deep. Has the puck knocked away. Picked up by Jerome Poirier. He will bang it back to center ice. Played by Shea Jones for the Warriors. Jones moves it on the right-hand side. Into the zone, Cooper to point. Cooper trying to make a nice little move. Poked away, but kept in by Orrin Pergalski. Pergalski by the cage. Pergalski back to the left point. Crafts a shot! And right in front, looking for a deflection, was Tyler Wendell, but it deflects out of play. 50 seconds to go on the power play. 4:18 to go in the second period. 4-1, Stevens Point with the lead. Offensive zone draw for the Warriors. Face off, taken by the Warriors. To point, left face off circle, to point, a shot, misses the far side pipe, and the rebound goes all the way back through center. Trying to chase it down is Crass. Now Stevens Point thrown in front, shot and a save, shorthanded opportunity. Grab it again, another shot, another save by Scalcucci. Two shorthanded opportunities for Spash, who had four shorthanded goals against USM on Saturday. Warriors now, losing an edge, was DePoint, and that led to an opportunity for Stevens Point. Now DePoint will get back up. DePoint works his way in. DePoint could not get a shot off. 10 seconds on the power play, and now the puck is cleared all the way down ice, and that will do it on the major penalty.
Both teams full strength. Both teams full strength.
Back to 5-on-5. Warriors cannot take advantage. The power play has not been good for the West here tonight. Stevens Point feeds it down ice. Trying to chase it down is Jackson Schrader. Getting there first for the Warriors with Straight Kuharski. But now the puck bouncing around in the right faceoff circle. Picked up by Schrader. He gets knocked down hard and the puck taken away. Rasmus with the hit for the Warriors. Back up ice West, 2-on-3. Pergalski a shot and a save made by Krzyzewski. Two minutes and 55 seconds to go in period number two. 4-1 Stevens Point. Offense's own faceoff coming up for the Warriors. Caden Boleyn taking the faceoff here for West. He'll be tossed. Now, Cade Damrow takes it for the Warriors. Stevens Point will clear the puck all the way down ice, and that'll be icing on the Panthers. So another offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wausau West. Right now, the Warriors need something good to happen. .248 to go, second period, 4-1 lead for the Panthers. Warriors win the draw, but they cannot keep it in the zone. Chopping it back in deep will be Tegan Rasmus for Wausau West. Stevens Point looking to get back up ice. Another big collision. Boy, these teams do not like each other one bit. And now a penalty coming up on Wausau West. Delay penalty on the Warriors. Extra attacker now for Stevens Point. Puck is touched up by the Warriors. And with 2:21 to go in the second period, a power play opportunity coming up for Stevens Point. Some stuff has been thrown on the ice by the Wausau West student section. And not good. We've seen Stevens Point come to Marathon Park in recent years and toss a fish on the ice after their first goal. But here, this was just not good. So now it's going to take a little time to have it cleaned up with 2:21 to go. It actually does no good for the Warriors because it gives Stevens Point power play unit a nice opportunity to rest up. This is going to take a little time because there's a lot of debris out on the ice that has to be cleaned up. And again, you like a good rivalry, you like the intensity, but at the same time, you can't be doing something like that. That's just not the right way to go about it. The Wausau West special teams this season has been very, very good, but here tonight it has not been. It has not been a night where the Warriors could get their power play unit going, and it's also a night where Stevens Point was able to take advantage on their major penalty to get a couple of power play goals. Two-minute penalty for head contact for Drake Kuharski for Wausau West. Again, lots of little pieces of debris out there that have to be cleaned up now. It's just a waste. Tomorrow night we have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors will take on the Merrill Blue Jays. 7 o'clock for the pregame show, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. Warriors 9-4, 3-2 in the WVC. They're in a big battle right now for second place. They're tied for second in the WVC. DC Everest, Stevens Point, Wausau East all have two losses in conference. So tomorrow night, Warriors at Merrill High School Boys Hoops, 7 o'clock. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. All the debris has been cleaned up from the ice surface, and we'll get set for the start of this Stevens Point power play. 4-1 is not a lead that is out of the realm of possibility of erasing. Warriors erased a 4-0 lead for Stevens Point back in January of 2023, 2 years ago. Sent the game into overtime. It's a 4-0 lead for Stevens Point in the third period. And the Warriors came all the way back to force the extra session. Face off won by Stevens Point. Back to the point with it is Fleece. Fleece moves it left-hand side over to Miller. Miller back to Fleece. Now left face off circle, Miller. Does a 360 with the puck. Still has it. Now gives it over to Schrader. Schrader, a one-timer, hit the side of the net. Puck in behind the cage. Moved to the near side, far side boards. Taken by Jackson Schrader. Schrader, upper slot. Schrader, going down low. Deflected goal. Beautiful feed by Schrader. Right in front to Carson Summers, who deflects it to the empty part of the net. Well done. Nothing Julian Scalcucci could do on that one. Another power play goal for Stevens Point. Makes it 5-1 with 1:52 to go in the second period. Real nice feed by Schrader and a real easy goal for Carson Summers. Face-off control by Stevens Point. Into the zone come the Panthers. Left-hand side, puck knocked away. Battle for the puck. Still bouncing around. Now back up to center ice. Here comes Wausau West. Quickly up ice. Knocked away from Chase Kras. Kras has it knocked away and stolen back by Stevens Point. Panthers trying to head the other way quickly, but then puck is knocked down. And another penalty is coming up. And a penalty is called this time on Cooper DePoit. So another power play chance coming up now for the Stevens Point Panthers. .127 to go in the second period. 5-1 smash. It was 2-1 at the end of one. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Smash center ice wing gets tossed. Face off won by Stevens Point. Shot off the draw and a save made. Grabbing it immediately for Stevens Point was Coy Brish. Fired it right into the chest of Julian Scalcucci, who smothers it, takes the whistle and the stoppage in play. Face off is deflected back to center ice. Warriors trying to gain control of it. Still a battle for that puck. Well, actually, it was not a power play. Coincidental penalties, not a power play. Cooper DePoit is in the box. Now in front with it is Hendricks Damrell. Damrell back to the point. There's a shot deflected wide of the cage. Drake Kuharski with that attempt. Jackson Spees called for the penalty for Stevens Point. So DePoit and Spees in the box for 2 minutes. Back up by Stevens Point. Shot hit the side of the net. Puck deflected in behind the cage, picked up by Shea Jones. Warriors get it back through center ice. Now into the zone, Hendricks Damrell. Damrell into the right corner, down to 30 seconds in the period. Puck moves to the far side boards. Pass goes off the near side, Warriors trying to keep it in. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell chops at it. Now Cade Damrell chops at it, but picked up by Jerome Poirier for Stevens Point. Puck back up to center ice. Panthers into the offensive zone, deflected away. Warriors will chase it down behind the cage. Xander DeBile. DeBile had it knocked away. Puck is picked up in front, and then jumping on it was Julian Scalcucci after it got knocked away as the horn goes off and the period comes to an end. 5-1, Stevens Point with the lead at the end of two periods. We'll come back and recap the scoring coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels north to take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on WXCO is brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in high school boys basketball. Friday night, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Second intermission from the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. And the Spash Panthers lead the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 5-1. Started off well for the Warriors. They got on the board first. 8 minutes and 18 seconds of the first period. Scoring was Chase Crass. Assist on the play went to Owen Pergalski. And the Warriors had the 1-0 lead. It would stay that way for a while. But then Stevens Point was able to get a 5-minute major power play. And they scored twice late in the first period. At 13 minutes and 23 seconds, Grant Molsky would light the lamp for the Panthers. Mason Dillingham got the assist to make it 1-1. Then they would add another power play goal 58 seconds after that at 14 minutes and 21 seconds. This time it was Carter Drexler with the assist going to Coy Brish. That made it 2-1, and that would be the score at the end of the first period. Then Stevens Point would score three times in the second period. At 3:57, it was Jackson Fleece with assists going to Tyler Bylas and also to Jackson Schrader, and that would make it 3-1. Panthers would make it 4-1 at 7:27 as Easton Katowski would score. Assist on the play went to Corey Brish. And then finally on the power play at 15:08. Beautiful feed from Jackson Schrader to Carson Summers. And Summers able to tap it into the empty net. Summers with the goal. Schrader with the assist. 5-1 smash. And that is the score at the end of the second period. 13 shots on net for Spash in that period. 11 shots on net for the Warriors. 40 shots on net for Stevens Point through two periods. 35 saves made by Julian Scalcucci. 20 shots on net for Wausau West. 19 saves made by goalie Eric Krzyzewski. So 5-1 Spash with the lead. Taking a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule. Tomorrow night, high school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Merrill Blue Jays. 7 o'clock airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Then on Monday night, Marathon High School Girls Basketball, Red Raiders take on the Assumption Royals, 7 o'clock for the pregame. Tuesday night of next week, a doubleheader. I will be in Stevens Point. I should say I'll be at Wausau West. Warrior boys basketball against the Spash Panthers. That game will begin with the pregame show at 7, tip at 7:15, live on 98.9 WXCO. Also on Tuesday night, Tom Weaver will have the Marathon Boys against the Stratford Tigers on the Sports 2 stream of 98 of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app starting at 7. Next Thursday night, I will be with the Wausau West hockey team at Eau Claire North. Tom will have Marathon Girls Basketball. Tom will have the girls from Marathon live on 98.9 at 7 o'clock. I will be from Tom's Ice Arena next Thursday, Warriors in Eau Claire North, 6:45 on the Sports 2 stream. Excuse me, again, on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app next Thursday night. Again, Wausau West at Eau Claire North next Thursday, 6:45 on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. And then a week from Saturday, the Warriors have another road game at New Richmond. Saturday afternoon game we'll have live on 98.9 WXCO. 5-1, smash over West, big hill to climb for the Warriors in the third. But they've done it before. So we'll have the third period coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Plenty of changes in the latest boys hoops rankings, plus a look ahead to this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. There were loads of losses by ranked teams last week, leading to quite a few shakeups in the Week 8 WISSports.net Boys Basketball Coaches Poll that came out on Tuesday. Wisconsin Lutheran went down to Breck, Minnesota at the Midwest Players Classic, but the Vikings managed to narrowly stay on top of the Division 1 poll. They have a big-time rivalry game on Thursday when they travel to Pewaukee. Similarly, Mount Horeb suffered an out-of-state loss to Caledonia at the Midwest Players Classic, but managed to stay number 1 in Division 2. Milwaukee Academy of Science stays on top of D3. Bondiwell took advantage of losses by Mineral Point and Aquinas above them to move to the top of the Division 4 rankings. Royal is the new top team in Division 5, replacing Sheboygan Lutheran, who suffered a pair of losses last week. There are some other compelling matchups on the schedule later this week. In Friday action, Notre Dame will travel to De Pere in a game that is expected to be a sellout, while a couple top 5 teams in Division 5 will meet up when North Crawford hosts Southwestern. A new WISSports.net girls basketball coaches poll came out earlier this week as well. Kimberly is undefeated and stays atop Division 1. Tosa East remains on top of D2, with Oostburg the number 1 team in D3. The Prairie School and Albany Monticello are atop D4 and D5 respectively. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Start of period number three for the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. 5-1 Wausau West with the lead. I should say 5-1 Stevens Point with the lead. Face off, won by the Warriors, dumped in deep. Now Stevens Point tries to break it back out of their own zone. Puck up the center, over the blue line, right wing side. Trying to work his way forward is Carson Summers, who is in behind the cage. Picked up there by Shea Jones. Jones will move it forward. Now Wausau West through center. Owen Pregalski into the zone. Pregalski rolls it over the blue line. Puck is whipped along the boards near side. And now picked up by Stevens Point. Back through center comes Summers. Summers left wing side. Summers into the left corner. Thrown in front. Deflects behind the cage. Picked up by Stevens Point. Move back towards the left point. Holding it there is Beckett Carroll. His shot gets deflected over the glass into the netting and out of play. 40 shots on net for Smash, 20 shots on net for the Warriors. The shot numbers were actually much more even in period two than period one, but the game was actually much more even in period number one than period number two. There's a shot saved by Scalcucci. Thrown in front, Scalcucci stops it again. Puck deflects behind the net. Puck picked up by Stevens Point. Now Jackson Schrader trying to wrap around. Knocked away by Julian Scalcucci. Another shot. Save is made. And then the puck finally picked up by West and then turned back over. Left-hand side. With it is Easton Katowski. Now near side faceoff circle. Coy Brish. Brish back to the point. Shot and a save made again by Julian Scalcucci. Well, Julian Scalcucci again has been very good here tonight. You look up and see 5 goals on the board. It says, maybe not, but no. The goals haven't scored. I'm not sure. Maybe one. Maybe Julian will say, hey, I should have had that one. Face off one by Smash. Shot goes wide of the cage. Puck to the near side boards. Grabbed by West and cleared all the way down to the other end. And icing will be called on Wausau West. So, offensive zone face-off coming up for the Stevens Point Panthers. 15:31 to go in the game. Still 5-1 Smash. Again, next Thursday, Warrior Hockey at Eau Claire North. Sports 2 stream. Again, catch the game live on the Sports 2 stream next Thursday night from Eau Claire North. Hobbs Ice Arena. Sports 2 stream on the Civic Media app. And on WXCO.FM, shot from the left point is gloved down. Taking that shot was Jerome Poirier for Stevens Point. Face off, one again by Smash. Back to Poirier at the left point. Flips it high in the air. Gloved down by Shane Jones. And now Jones. What are they going to do? Say he moved it with a hand pass? Yep. So hand pass called on Wausau West. And the faceoff will remain in the Warrior end of the rink. Faceoff to the right of Scalcucci. Faceoff off the near side boards. Picked up by Shane Jones. Jones gets it up the center. Passes forward to Bile. Xander to Bile. Gets it between the circles. Wendell, a shot goes off the shin pad of Poirier. And the puck back to center, then roll back in by the Warriors. Looked like a good opportunity for Tyler Wendell, but the puck found Poirier's leg before he got to the goal. Puck in behind the Stevens Point cage, moved to the right-hand side. Pass knocked down nicely by Shea Jones at neutral. Jones will flip it high into the air, into the Stevens Point end of the rink. Warriors will complete a line change on the fly. Puck is battled for, but now the Panthers have it. They hurry on man rush, but nope, they're going to peel off for a line change. Poirier brings it all the way down in. Centered in front, goes all the way back to the right-hand point. Now to the right face-off circle. Shot gets blocked in front. Deflects back to center ice. Play by Stevens Point, and Becky Carroll gets it ahead. Puck knocked away by Cooper DePoint, but picked up by Grant Molsky. Molsky will grab it and dump it in deep. Puck moves to the near side corner. Fight for the puck along the boards. Picked up by Cooper DePoint. DePoint in behind the cage. Now grabbed by Joel Gravine. Gravine, oh, gave it away, and a shot attempt by Salienko is just wide of the net. Puck goes back to center. Again, the Warriors coughed it up in a bad spot. Gave Salienko a pretty good opportunity. Puck is in deep to the Stevens Point end of the rink. Grabbed by the Panthers. Pass to center. Knocked down by Owen Pergalski, and he'll dump it in deep. Puck is whipped along the boards, back through center ice, grabbed by West, and then given away at center ice. Picked up again by Carter Drexler, now into the zone. Pass attempt intended for Salienko, goes off a skate and picked up by Kay Damrell. Damrell back through center, deflected into the zone. Now Damrell chase it down. Damrell behind the cage. Damrell gets double teamed, still fighting for that puck. Loose below the goal line, now chipped to the right wing corner. Puck is still battle for, goes in behind the cage. Picked up by Spash, moved to the far side boards, but picked up there by Hendricks Damrell. Damrell, left face on circle, shot, goes high and wide of the cage. Puck is battled for, and Spash will just dump it back to center. Warriors regain control. At neutral, Cooper DePoint. DePoint will flip it over the blue line, then knocked down and cleared out by Stevens Point. 12:45 to go, 5-1 Stevens Point, third period of play. Wausau West back through center ice. With it is Cooper DePoint. DePoint pass goes off a leg, but kept in at the blue line by Kay Damrell. Dumps it in and then peels off on a line change. Stevens Point will chase it down, chip it back up to center. Panthers back up ice. With it is Summers. Carson Summers. Summers feeds it between the circles. Poirier. Poirier trying to hit Trader, cannot connect. The other way comes Wausau West and Hendricks Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell had it knocked away. Good defensive play by Zach Ostricki for Stevens Point. Warriors still fighting for it. Deflected away. Picked up by Jackson Schrader in the far corner. Schrader stick handles behind his own cage. Schrader 360 with the puck. Schrader drops it off to Ostricki. Ostricki gets it ahead to Grady Miller. Miller back to center ice. Miller now into the offensive zone. Miller moves it right-hand side. Summers, Summers centering pass deflected. Puck loose, turning and firing, and a save made. Oh, another good save by Scalcucci. Turning and firing as he fell down right between the circles was Grady Miller, but Julian Scalcucci with another stop. ...11:43 to go. 5-1 Stevens Point. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off is fought for and now picked up by Jackson Schrader. Schrader's pass gets deflected. Now picked up again by Stevens Point. Summers throws it in front, but Schrader cannot handle it. Summers grabs it again. Back to the point. Again, Carroll. Carroll, a shot and a glove hand save. Again for Julian Scalcucci. 46 shots for Stevens Point. 21 for the Warriors. 6-1 in the third period. Warriors have not come out to put a lot of pressure on Stevens Point Cage in this period. Warriors win the draw. Here comes Wausau West. Jake Hain through center. Hain into the zone, left wing side. Hain thrown in front, looking for DeBio, could not get a stick on it. Panthers get it back. Now through center ice comes Stevens Point. Into the zone, right wing side, Benny Abbott moves it on the left. With it is Becky Carroll. Carroll, a shot knocked down by Scalcucci. And now the puck picked up by, again, Carroll. I should say Benny Abbott. And now the puck is taken away by the Warriors. Back through center ice comes Jake Hain. Hain lost control of it. Taken back by Spash. Puck will be flipped high into the air. Kept in by Stevens Point and rolled in deep. Puck to the deep left corner. Puck is played by the Panthers. Left faceoff circle. Shot blocked in front. Getting in front of that one for the Warriors was Ethan Rohde, and he'll clear the puck back into the Stevens Point zone. Chased down by the Panthers, and Jackson flees. Puck back up to center. Chipped ahead by Stevens Point into the zone. Right faceoff circle. Puck knocked away from Jackson Spies to the near side boards. Warriors will get it back to center, but could not.